Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. This is Jeremy Evans filling in for Andrew McKay. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Text line here is 850-437-1620, and we are lucky to be joined by State Representative Alex Andrade. Representative Andrade, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. How's it going?
Good. What do we got going on in Tallahassee this week?
So we're going in our third week of session. People are moving bills. The budget is going to get more and more formalized over the next week or so. I think in about another week, we'll be seeing proposals from the House and the Senate, and then we'll just be going into the time when we start negotiating it. If there's, a few major themes so far in legislative session, one of them on the education side, obviously, with my role is workforce development. We've had two major critical threats to our workforce the past year. The first one obviously being COVID, and the second one being the raise in our minimum wage due to our constitutional amendment. So while a lot of people think that $15 minimum wage is a good thing, we're going to have to pivot to make sure that the people who are going to lose their jobs because of the increased cost of employment will be prepared for the jobs of tomorrow. So that's a lot of the focus for me this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that sometimes things sound good, but the unintended consequences are far greater than people ever anticipated when they vote for some of this stuff.
Yeah.
What is the budget situation looking like with, Florida is heavily driven by tourism and sales tax, and what does the budget situation look like? How dire does it look?
So I would say that, our tax revenue is down, but that's bolstered largely by and addressed largely by CARES Act dollars coming from the federal government. The federal government, we anticipate, will be sending down several more billion dollars to the state of Florida. I don't know if everyone saw last week, Senator Scott put it out there that states should reject that money. So now it's a question about whether or not Governor DeSantis will accept that money to supplement our state budget, or we have to, or will we be budgeting without that money? That's a question we have to answer. Last week, the House Speaker Chris Rouse and the Senate President Wilton Simpson put out a proposal to tax online sales and use that to offset employment tax that local employers have to pay on their employees. That was largely heralded by Chamber of Commerce types, but largely derided by very conservative fiscal hawk types.
So with the online sales tax, that's more of a collection issue than placing a new tax, correct? Because the way it currently is supposed to work is people are supposed to remit those taxes directly to their tax collector, and it's not necessarily collected by the merchant. But this legislation would just require a kind of collection at point of sale. Is that accurate?
Well, so the question is, so we have brick and mortar businesses, obviously in Florida, that have to pay that sales tax.
Yeah. Then
you have online vendors who have no brick and mortar component in Florida, sending via mail packages that are purchased online. A lot of those vendors are already voluntarily remitting that tax.
Yep.
But not all of them are.
Okay.
So this bill is designed to crack down on that and to track down on the online sales tax component that isn't being collected right now as aggressively.
Gotcha. I think one thing that's really been a message that's come both out of the Florida legislature and the governor's office over the past few months is there's really a bright line that's being kind of created between what Florida's doing, what the governor's doing, what the legislature's doing, and what President Biden, the messaging that he's putting out at the White House, that there really is a conversation, a difference that's being created between this is what we're doing here in the state of Florida, as opposed to what the message coming out of Washington is with President Biden. Do you kind of see the same thing happening?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Florida being the kind of cultural, you know, purple state, culturally purple state that it is, the diverse state that it is, the fact that Governor DeSantis is now being discussed as a presidential contender in a few years, all of that is resulting in Florida kind of being the balancing arm against some of the more aggressive attempts by the Biden administration to move the country left. So what you've seen is, you know, we have, you know, bills related to education, different components of education that we're going to be rolling out in the next few weeks that'll be, you know, very direct responses to some of the things President Biden has done. You know, we have very different aspects of, you know, our how we deal with the teachers union and whether or not we should be shut down. I think the big one right now is the fact that Florida is not shut down. Our economy's been coming back for a while. We, you know, haven't seen even risks of shutdowns in a while. And you saw last week Governor DeSantis actually, you know, further push back against local governments. Calls for mask mandates or any type of shutdown. So Florida's, at this point, the antithesis of the Biden administration as far as conservative administrative policy, and I think you're just going to see more and more of that going forward.
Representative Andrade, I think that you have done yourself, Representative Williamson, Senator Broxson have all done a tremendous job in being an advocate for all of us in Florida with what's happened in the bridge, and then being a conduit of information. You guys are constantly on the governor to make sure that that Garcon Point Bridge stays toll-free for people, just not only out of money out of their pocket, but just logistics of slowing down that toll plaza at all. And then you have done a wonderful job of holding town halls, informationally, just to, this is what's going on, but also with businesses. So I commend you for everything that you guys have been doing. What's the update with the bridge and where we are?
Well, so I was supposed to get an update and review by Friday of last week. About what exactly went on with the damage to that additional piling. You know, when I was told that I'd get it by Friday, I assumed that meant Tuesday. So I anticipate I'll be getting a report in the middle of this week regarding kind of what was assessed as the cause of the damage and why it wasn't discovered earlier. You know, once I have that information, I'll be able to relay it out. Best estimates until further notice are Memorial Day. For reopening the bridge now, and you know, the focus is going to be getting it open as quickly as possible and keeping the toll lifted on Garcon. We struggled to find, you know, any opportunity to open up two lanes earlier, as early as possible. But there's no other alternative that would not sentence us as a region to solely two lanes for probably another year and a half or so. So. You know, this kind of 1 month and a half, 2 months delay is something that we have to suffer through to at least get back to four lanes, you know, in the months ahead.
Yeah, and I think that I hope that Memorial Day is a real and honest thing. I talked to a couple of business owners, and they were really they had, you know, mid-March circled on their calendar. Like, it was, we just have to hold out to this date, and to not have that come through was just backbreaking. And so I hope we don't create, I hope that we have Memorial Day or whatever date we set upon is something that, you know, barring some horrible new thing happening, something people can count on. And so I think that it is, hopefully, folks get their acts together, we get the bridge redone. But I think that, you know, the position you guys are in, that's really all you can do to do is to be an advocate and be a conduit. And I think you guys have done a wonderful job of doing that. And so I thank you. I thank you for that. And I thank you for your time this morning, Representative Andrade. Have a wonderful week over in Tallahassee. We appreciate all that you do for us.
Thanks, guys.